This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor, for our weekly get-together we call Cinema Chat. And boy, it's going to be a great weekend of movies and into the week ahead, isn't it?
It is. So my favorite film that came out of Sundance and the audience winner from Cinetopia, The Farewell, which you've heard covered extensively on NPR,
right.
Is opening today. So we're very, very excited about that. It's a Chinese-American story about Awkwafina's character. Now, Awkwafina is a stand-up comedian who did a great, great job in acting in this movie, The Farewell.
And it's a great expansion on her talents from what we saw in Crazy Rich Asians.
Absolutely. So, there's a goofy part of her. It's part of the character that she carries around. But she really just plays this genuine adult grandchild to her grandmother, Nene, who lives in China. And the family gets word from China, from Nene's sister, that she's been diagnosed with cancer. Now, the cultural norm in China that we get from this movie is that you essentially don't tell the person who has cancer that they have cancer. The family conspires to go to China. One brother lives in the United States, or one son of Nene lives in the United States. The other one lives in Japan, and their whole families go to Beijing to celebrate what is theoretically the wedding of Awkwafina's character's cousin. Now, the cousin had just met his girlfriend. She's Japanese.
It's kind of a ruse to get together with Nene, right?
Yeah, the advertising or the promotion on NPR says based on a genuine lie. and it is. It's based on the director Lulu Wang's experience.
That may be a family dynamic that many of us can relate to.
So anyway, it's very touching. It is a comedy, bottom line. Really well done. So Lulu Wang, who put this together, the director of the film, the writer and screenwriter, she really had a hard time getting this made. She had difficulty with Chinese financiers, started off with American financiers, had difficulty there. They all wanted changes that she didn't want to make. She stuck to her guns. In the interim, she figured that maybe she should just tell the story if she can't make a movie of it. So on This American Life, she told that story, and I think they're replaying.
And then the financing came through.
Absolutely. So The Farewell, you just have to go see it. We're so proud to be playing it at the State Theater. It opens today. Go check it out. If you're a fan of Leonard Cohen, there is a documentary about his relationship with Marianne, who's a woman that he met in 1960 on an island in Greece, in and around Greece, called Hydra. And there was a literary outpost there. At that point, Leonard Cohen was a novelist, was an aspiring novelist, as opposed to a musician. And Nick Broomfield, who's a British documentary filmmaker who did a documentary about the search for signs of intelligent life in the universe, which was
Lily
Tomlin's
right.
Broadway piece. And then Kurt and Courtney, which is about Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love. That's probably his best-known documentary. So this uses archival footage that D.A. Pennebaker, another very famous documentary filmmaker, shot in 1960 at this idyllic 1960s Bohemian Greek island called Hydra. And it traces how this relationship really was inspirational for Leonard Cohen, but also that he's a difficult person to have a relationship with. And if you're a fan of Leonard Cohen, you have to see this. And it's just a really nice documentary about the creative process and creative personality.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to get that kind of behind-the-scenes look and insight into the creative process and what inspires it and what detracts from it.
Absolutely. That opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater. Now, if you haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new Quentin Tarantino film that opened last week, go check it out. We have the only 35mm screening of that film in Michigan, and actually
one of few around the country.
I think there's four dozen screenings in 35 millimeter. So we're very, very proud to have it. It's the way Quentin Tarantino wants you to see it once upon a time in Hollywood. Definitely will be around for the Academy Award nominations.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to is a documentary called 5B.
Yes, it's set in 1983 in San Francisco General Hospital. This, and like you said, it's a documentary, and it's about the AIDS ward in San Francisco, which is where the AIDS crisis really came to light. And at the time, at first, people didn't really know what it was, and then it became a very difficult hot potato in the social dynamics of the United States at that time,
in
the political realm, with people wanting to ignore it or people saying this is just desserts for people who are gay. It was just horrible, horrible, horrible.
Nonetheless, there were people in need who needed to be taken care of and were.
And were through this this 5B AIDS ward that was an inspirational story about these healthcare workers who went out of their way to take care of this very difficult situation. And in 1983, AIDS was a death sentence. It's not anymore if you can get the right medications, but it was a death sentence back then. And it's a compelling story about the people who are stricken. It's a compelling story about the aid or the hospital workers who hated these folks. 5B plays tonight at 7 o'clock, so go check that out.
There's another event taking place tonight downtown.
And you need to talk about this movie.
It's going to certainly, there's going to be a couple of WEMU staffers there. I know Mark Terrace and Jeremy Baldwin are planning to go and dance in the aisles. It's the 9th annual Grateful Dead meetup at the movies.
That's right. It's a concert capture from the June 17th, 1991 concert that the Grateful Dead did at Giant Stadium. Now, like you said, this is an annual thing where there's a concert that's played all over the world and Grateful Dead fans. Now, many people that are listening know that David was a pretty profound Deadhead back in
the
day.
Indeed.
And you actually went to this concert at Giant Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't want to ruin any of the surprise. You know, stadium shows are tough for the band, for the audience. It can be difficult, so you don't necessarily get the band's most epic performances in those venues. But in as far as a stadium show goes, this was a goodie. It was just 4 years before Jerry Garcia passed away, and Bruce Hornsby was in the band at the time.
That's right.
The interplay between the two of them is something to be witnessed. It is rather spectacular. And once it starts and you hear the opening song, and I don't want to ruin it for you, you're going to love it. And when it concludes, you're just going to want more.
Yes, and it was recorded in with a 48-track system, so very special all the way around.
Oh, yeah,
go.
I would go, except I spent the last two nights staying up well past midnight to watch debates and analysis, and I'm just dead tired.
That's right. Well, some special screenings that we have is Keanu, which is a film that stars Key and Peele. This is a Saturday night, late night screening.
I saw it.
Go
it's
check it out.
A lot of silliness and ridiculousness, a lot of laugh out loud moments.
Key and Peele are great comedians, and this really takes advantage of their skills. Alice's Restaurant is our classic film this weekend on Sunday and Wednesday next week, starring Arlo Guthrie on a film based on his song. And there's just a lot of great stuff to go see. You got to go check out the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Quentin Tarantino film. Yesterday's going to go away pretty quick. Everybody loves this film based on Beatles music, a very interesting take on it. And then Echo in the Canyon is another music documentary about the Laurel Canyon music scene in the 60s.
And kind of define the California sound.
WEMU listeners will love that.
This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.